We have all seen drawings or paintings of fallen angels. Even children know that the devil is the one with the horns. But in what form did Satan appear to Padre Pio? Keep watching to find out. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Today's topic on how the devil presented himself to Padre Pio is inspired by Father Gabriel Amors, the famous Vatican exorcist and friend of Padre Pio. But before we get into the words of this famous exorcist, let's first explore how the Bible portrays the devil or Satan. Satan appears quite early in the Bible, in the form of a serpent who tempted Adam and Eve with the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden. God tells the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all cattle and above all wild animals. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life." So at the very beginning, we see the devil as a snake-like figure. But during the medieval period, Satan is often painted with a dragon-like appearance. Why? Because the book of Revelation calls him a dragon. It says, "And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan." But the devil is most commonly imagined as someone with horns. Jesus says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goat." The goats being, of course, those condemned to hell. So this parable called the Judgment of the Nations is most likely the reason why artists have depicted the devil with horns and other animalistic traits. Even Padre Pio referred to the devil as an ugly, revolting animal. So in what form did Satan appear to Padre Pio? Father Amor tells us, the devil would appear to him as an ugly black cat, or in the shape of a truly vile animal. The obvious intent was to fill him with terror. Other times, demons came as young girls, naked and provocative, performing obscene dances to test the young priest's chastity. But Padre Pio sensed his greatest danger when the devil tried to deceive him by taking on the form of one of his superiors, his provincial superior or his spiritual director, or in a sacred form, as Jesus, Our Lady, or even Saint Francis. So the devil came to tempt Padre Pio. He even tried to trick him into believing that Jesus and the saints were in front of him. This certainly caused much confusion. He tried to get Padre Pio to deny the truths of the Catholic faith. It seems to me that the devil used all his tricks on Padre Pio, but to no avail. When I first read about this, I thought, how did Padre Pio distinguish between the real saints appearing and the devil in disguise? Later I found out that by their fruits he told them apart. The devil in a sacred form first inspired an immediate feeling of joy and attraction, but that feeling was shortly replaced by remorse and sadness. Many of Padre Pio's most difficult struggles with demons came about as he tried to rescue souls from diabolical possession, whether in the confessional or when praying for his spiritual children. Padre Pio described many of his encounters with the devils. In one of his letters to Father Agostino, dated January 18, 1912, he stated, "The devil does not want to lose this battle. He takes on many forms. For several days now, he has appeared with his brothers, who are armed with batons and pieces of iron. One of the difficulties is that they appear in many different disguises." So if the devil can appear in all these different disguises, does he have a definite form? What does the devil actually look like? Father Amor sheds light on this. He says, "He is a pure spirit. He does not have a corporeal substance. Therefore, he is not represented to us in a fully comprehensible form. It is the same for him as for the angels. If they wish to appear to men, they must assume characteristics accessible to us." So we could say that the closest the Bible comes to describing what Satan and the demons look like is in 2 Corinthians. Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Satan is a fallen angel, and like all angels, he is non-physical. So it's impossible to assign him any physical features. Even the angel of light description in 2 Corinthians is not meant as a portrait of his image. Rather, it means to emphasize Satan's deceitful nature. So when the devil decides to manifest himself to us visibly, he does so in a deceptive manner, with the intent to draw us away from God. Father Amor tells us, the devil is always pure spirit, but in order to reveal himself, he takes on aspects which can be most provocative and harmful: fear, seduction, deception. Returning to the appearance of the devil, Father Amor says, one can say that, in his essence, he is much uglier than we can even vaguely imagine. His horrific appearance is a direct consequence of his distancing himself from God and of his explicit and irrevocable choice of rebellion. This we can infer from logical reasoning. If God is infinitely beautiful, whoever decides to distance himself from God must be the exact opposite. So although the devil can take on ugly forms in order to provoke fear in us, he can also appear as a benevolent being, such as a saint, or even, as in Padre Pio's case, our Lord Jesus Christ. The devil presents himself as beautiful, hiding his ugly rebellious nature. He offers us sin and makes it seem like something good and beautiful. So let's not be seduced by the devil's attempt to lead us astray with his flashy tricks, but rather, let's do what Padre Pio advises: pray continuously. Because when we pray, we keep the devil at bay. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. I'd also like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your financial help and support. You are the ones who make these videos possible for everyone. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program, but you would like to be, then just click the link in the description below to find out more. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.